USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci accused of sending mixed messages in recent days, today saying while he does believe it's probably a better idea to stick with the same brand of vaccine when it comes to the booster shots you then get, he does know that mixing and matching has also proven effective and safe.
There's the flexibility of what we're calling mixing and matching.
Speaking there on ABC's This Week on Sunday morning, the chief White House medical advisor said it really comes down to what's available at the time and the overall health condition of the person getting vaccinated. The voice of this 60s pop group has been silenced.
This magic moment.
Jay Black, who had over 20 pop hits during the 60s with Jay and the Americans, has died at 82. And this is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body. The MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are closing in on a deal to pass President Biden's economic agenda for the third time in as many days, saying today that she's very optimistic about the progress that has been made on the two big bills, one the big social spending plan that's actually been caught up in the ongoing fight between moderate and progressive Democrats. Democrats hoping an agreement on that bill will then lead to the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Two children are dead and eight people were injured after a drag racing vehicle careened into the crowd at a race in Texas last evening. The event was called Airport Race Wars 2. It was being held at the airport in Kerrville, north of San Antonio. That drag racing car slamming into the spectators, killing a 6-year-old boy who died at the scene and an 8-year-old boy who died at a hospital. The World Series starts on Tuesday as the Braves will face the Astros. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
They held one last night. Now filmmakers will hold a candlelight vigil tonight in Burbank, California, to remember the cinematographer who died a few days ago on a New Mexico movie set. Helena Hutchins was killed, director Joel Souza wounded, when actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on the set on Thursday. That vigil tonight will be hosted by the local Cinematographers Guild in Burbank. The White House further postponing release of more documents related to one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital.
Even the man at the time known as the most unshakable news anchor, Walter Cronkite, moved at the news of JFK's assassination in 1963. President Biden issuing a memo now that states the pandemic has slowed down the redaction process, and so more than 90% of the records in the National Archives assassination collection have been released, but this last 10% will probably now not be disclosed until the end of next year. And by then, they'll all be digitized and available for viewing online. And the stage is set for this year's World Series, which sees Game 1's first pitch on Tuesday night in Houston, as the Astros will be hosting Atlanta's Braves, who beat the Dodgers 4-2 last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.